Derek Masterson's Bound promises us an insight into a world we don't normally see, a world of exploitation.
To have sex with a man for money, it hurts. There is no connection. Just an act. A few moments of awkward feeling, what will yet become a lifetime of disgust.
A world of surprises.
But what you don't realise is, I like being spat on. I like being punched, fucked, choked, spanked. I like being outside of society. Because your definition of society is no longer society I want to be part of.
And not least, a world of empty promises.
How could I ever be with you in reality? How could I ever take you out and hold my head high knowing half the men in this town have been in you?
But you said you loved me.
I lied.
At the heart of this production is a West of Ireland brothel with Madam Big Lex at its helm.
I'm Jay Palmer and I'm playing Big Lex, the brothel madam, a woman very much into control. Lex was abused as a child, ran away from home and just found a way to make sure that nobody was ever going to control her like that again. And she's made a living out of controlling people, getting exactly what she wants, with a very, very hard exterior. Don't look at me like that. I'm a manager, a facilitator. I look after these girls and I give them a safe place to live away from their former lives. Nobody's a prostitute because they want to be. But they are still. Do you know why? Out of necessity. Sex is a simple, uncomplicated act. Women are well equipped to have sex. We've got an automatic money-making facility down there.
Lex, however, shows a more tender side as she embarks on a relationship with one of the prostitutes, Wendy, played here by Sharon Skerritt.
Why do I do what I do? Love. I guess, yeah, love. It's a strange entity, is love. But to love your pimp, well, that's something else altogether. To the point where you'd allow her make money off your back, lying on your back, and to allow the most horrid of creatures enter you. That's not love, then quantify it for me.
In a world fueled by sex, love still emerges as a strong theme in this play, not least in the tale of Marilyn, the prostitute who falls pregnant, the father being her regular client, James.
I'm Caroline Harvey, and the character Marilyn is the one that's kind of, she's the one who has hope, and she's the one that's really, really frustrated in the house, and that feels that she has to get out, whereas the other ones are sort of, like, Jess is the one that kind of likes to be in, she kind of feels like she is there by choice. Marilyn doesn't, she feels like she has to get out, and she's using any excuse possible to get out now. I think she wants to love him. I think she does care about him, but I don't think he's the man of her dreams. But as far as the situation is, he'll be the man of her dreams. He's her only get-out clause, so she's taking that chance.
It isn't my baby. You're just a sick bitch trying to fuck me over.
Please, James, just listen to me.
Listen to you? To more shit? All I've been doing is listen to bullshit, really. It stops now. You're a prostitute, Marilyn. A hooker. A fuck thing. My name is Kieran McGlynn, and I play James. Like, there's a lot of different aspects to each male character, and like, some people could be shocked. I've no doubt that a lot of these things happen on a daily basis, and it's heart-wrenching, really, to be honest, to see what goes on, like, that the girls have to put up with, really.
Director Stephen Masterson gives us his thoughts on why the show has been such a success.
The script is good, the actors have been amazing, and they are amazing, and there's some really great performances, you know. I think it's really nice to see a show where women are getting a chance to shine, and I think it works because, you know, there's that mix of comedy, and there's that mix of drama, and there's the heartbreak, you know, and that's why it works, and that's why, you know, people reacted in the way that they did to the show, and hopefully, you know, we can do it justice the second time round.
Writer Derek Masterson shares his hopes for this gritty play, which he wrote at the tender age of 21.
I really hope that the audience will leave with a different outlook on prostitution as a whole. You know, society has made these women who they are, and, you know, it's the people who use prostitution are generally the bad people. And that's really the whole, you know, genesis of the show.
I'm not inanimate. I breathe. I speak. I live. I bleed. I am human. Human.